Barnes.
At day two of his confirmation hearing before a U.S. Senate panel, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tries to clarify his standing on presidential power and Democratic concerns that he has suggested that a president can't be indicted.
Here's the bottom line point. There were ideas for Congress to consider. They were not my constitutional views. If a case came up that where someone was trying to say this is a constitutional principle, I would have a completely open mind on that because I've never taken a position on the Constitution on that question. I've only put out proposals for you all.
There's a staging area set up for sick passengers aboard an Emirates Airlines jet in New York. Dozens of them reported getting sick aboard the flight from Dubai this morning. It's about to land at JFK International. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The latest on now a tropical depression, Gordon, from meteorologist Gary Best.
Right now, Gordon is weakening across Mississippi, moving gradually off to the northwest and moving into Arkansas over the next 24 to 36 hours as a much weaker system.
Wind's not much of an issue, but still it's quite a rainmaker, and Gordon's blamed for at least one fatality. A child died when a big tree limb blew down onto a mobile home in Pensacola, Florida. 10-term Massachusetts Congressman Mike Capuano losing his re-election bid as the Democratic representative was defeated by a progressive candidate, Anna Pressley, in a primary yesterday. That Boston City Councilwoman doesn't face a Republican opponent for the November election, so she'll become the first African-American to ever represent Massachusetts in Congress. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announcing yesterday he will not seek re-election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A man is now in custody after apparently intentionally crashing a truck into a Dallas TV studio this morning before then getting out and going on what's being called a rant. Fox 4 reports the man was taken by police, but that the bomb squad remained on the scene investigating a suspicious bag that he's left behind. So far, no injuries are reported. Executives from social media companies are on Capitol Hill today trying to assure the nation that they are better prepared to fight foreign governments trying to manipulate U.S. elections. Twitter's top executive and Facebook's chief operating officer scheduled to testify before Senate and House committees today. Google was asked to send a representative but appears to just be submitting a written statement instead. Tennis star Serena Williams is backing the decision from Nike to use former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick in its new ad campaign. Williams making the semifinals of the U.S. Open on Tuesday, telling reporters Kaepernick has done a lot for the African-American community, and it's cost him a lot in the process. She said for someone controversial like Kaepernick to be backed by a huge company like Nike is really a powerful statement. A lot of police organizations are making a statement about the ad campaign as well. They're calling for a boycott of Nike because of it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather. It's going to be pretty much the same for the next couple of days, to be honest with you. Right now we have 89 degrees. It's hot. It's a little bit humid. And we are looking at tonight patches of fog, more thunderstorms going into it tomorrow night. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 78, though. It's coming down just a little bit. So going into the weekend, chance of showers and thunderstorms also. Mostly cloudy, low around 58 this weekend. That's not too shabby at all. So maybe the weather's breaking just a little bit. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
The game that I am sad to be part of has gotten really bad.
Democrats claim they still have not received thousands of documents concerning Kavanaugh's record in the George W. Bush White House. Tropical Storm Gordon moving farther inland and weakening now after coming ashore last night on the northern Gulf Coast. The storm's powerful winds contributing to a death in Florida, a child killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There are reports that Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. met last week and discussed the Archbishop's alleged role in the clergy sex abuse scandal. Archbishop Cardinal Donald Worrell under fire over what he knew about sex abuse allegations against the former Archbishop of Washington. He's also getting questioned about how he handled abusive priests when he was the Archbishop of the Pittsburgh Diocese. Arizona's Republican governor taps former Republican U.S. Senator John Kyle to replace the late John McCain. Governor Doug Ducey announcing it yesterday in Phoenix.
Senator Kyle is a beacon of integrity, highly regarded by people on both sides of the aisle.
Kyle retired from the Senate back in 2013. An upset in a Massachusetts primary yesterday as 10-term Democratic Congressman Mike Capuano was defeated by Boston City Councilwoman and Progressive Ayanna Pressley. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Five people charged in connection with a New Mexico compound where a toddler was found dead are due in court today to face federal gun charges. The group was arraigned yesterday and will have detention and preliminary hearings this morning. They were arrested last month when police raided the compound in northern New Mexico and found 11 malnourished children, as well as the body of a 3-year-old boy. Child abuse charges were dropped, though, against the group last week because prosecutors missed a processing deadline. That's when federal authorities came in with new charges. The National Association of Police Organizations calling for a boycott of Nike. In a letter to Nike CEO Mark Parker, the group representing nearly a quarter million officers said it is upset with the choice of Colin Kaepernick to be the new face of Nike's Just Do It ad campaign. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback started to generate controversy 2 years ago when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games in protest of what he claimed was police brutality and the treatment of minorities. And the University of South Carolina is now taking steps to address what it calls a national crisis, the school announcing it's offering the anti-overdose drug Narcan at its on-campus pharmacy. The drug is used to save the lives of people suffering from opioid overdose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, the time is 8:06. Time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 74 degrees. Clear skies, no chance of precipitation at the moment. Today is Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. A good deal of sunshine and a high of 91. Winds light and variable. I guess I was wishful thinking about August 5th. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, especially during the evening. A low of 72. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain, 40%. Variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 91 tomorrow. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain, 40%. And then cloudy early with showers in the afternoon hours, 78. Chance of rain, 80% on Friday. Showers in the morning and some rain in the afternoon, 79. Clear chance of rain, 40% on Saturday. Cloudy with showers and a high of 66 on Sunday the 9th. Chance of rain, 40%. And more considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers, 72. Chance of rain, 60%. A lot of that is all predicated on when Tropical Storm Gordon goes into the Midwest and then comes back to the east. We'll see what's all that about. Temperatures in the area, 74 in Raritan, 73 in the county complex, 73 in Kingwood, 76 in Lambertville, 70 in Stockton, 76 in Easton. It is 69 in Tewksbury and 77 over in Bridgewater and Branchburg. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Good morning, Hunter and Bixie. Here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce, and we're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. All right, welcome to Wednesday. Apologies for me being absent yesterday. I had to do some traveling. And we're back in the saddle here. Good to be with you. What is going on? Hopefully you had a great Labor Day weekend and enjoyed yourself. Lots of folks coming back. School is starting. All sorts of things happening at this time. First things first, let's get you some traffic.
So let's run over to the traffic desk and find out what has Hart sent to me. Of course, if you'd like to get those alerts, you can register with them. Register with HERTTV.com. They'll send the alerts that I get via email. You pick the ones you want, only the roads that are affecting your commute, and this way you can navigate effectively. Had you done that, you would have learned that with low-lying fog making impacting visibility and asking you to reduce speeds as of 6 o'clock this morning. Sun glare this morning may impact visibility eastbound traffic. Avoid distractions. And that's the same thing coming back and went on the evening. That was at 7:15 this morning. 78 eastbound exit 15 Clinton. Delays due to a motor vehicle accident east of exit 15. That came out at 7:35. This morning, so be on the lookout for all of that. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Register with Hart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So, what is on Hunter Chamber.com schedule for Wednesday? I'm on till 10. We have no Michelle Heidi, she's not available today. We go vacationing with Diane Lane at 8:40 to 9 o'clock, so she'll take me away somewhere pleasant, I'm sure. And we learn all about the aspects of travel and other items that Diane would like to throw our way. The rest of the show, that eclectic mix of history, trivia, Hunter County news, Hunter County sports. So we get all that to you from 9 to 10. 10 o'clock, it's Happy to Help. This is Nicole Smith. She is a perennial volunteer, and she likes to bring on and showcase organizations that are seeking particular volunteers and help. So if you would like to participate, or you are a organization that is in need of assistance, Happy to Help is all about that. So listen to him from 10 to 11. 11 to 12, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic talks about raising kids in the 21st century and helping you understand that they are more technologically savvy and more socially conscious than ever before. It requires a different mentality, a different strategy to raise kids in this day and age. And she brings all sorts of experts on to help you with that. Speaking of experts, we got Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamura Roll. She is a licensed professional counselor with over 30 years of professional experience with a practice right here in Flemington. So listen to Ruth to learn all about the signs that you might need some help or the signs that you don't. And if you don't, well, perhaps you just need to have some time to make sure that you understand how to get past some of those lows and highs. So Ruth brings all that to you from noon to 1. At 1 o'clock, get up, because Max Living with Mark LaRose is coming on, and he tries to teach you all about how to change your life physically, which will also change your life mentally and emotionally. It's a three-chair activity. You can't just do one. You have to have a mentality to achieve your physical and your nutritional balance, and Mark brings all those aspirations to you and advice from 1 to 2. 2 to 3 is Modern Design. Rich Scuderi talks about interior design. He also loves to do it on Facebook, so you get to see all the new colors, patterns, and ideas. And it goes on from 2 to 3. 3 to 4 is Talented People with Jeannie Murphy. She introduces you to really neat people that you need to learn about that are part of her public relations firm. 4 to 5 is The Human Side with David White and Art Nevin. They are talking about people who need or are making a difference in the world and trying to overcome some of the adversity. And we finish it up with Destination Hockey. That's David Lazar. He's on from 5 to 6. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there from HuntingChamberRadio.com. It's on our Facebook, our website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Pat Benatar helping me with BrandonLax.com celebration endurances for the month, week, and day. We're in September, so we flipped the page. AKC, that's American Kennel Club Responsible Dog Ownership Month, All-American Breakfast Month. What better way to do Good Morning Hunterdon with an All-American Breakfast? Attendance Awareness Month, Atrial Fibrillation Month, Baby Safety Month, Backpack Safety American Month. I learned that kids are not packing their backpack properly, and they're putting a real strain on their back, and we as parents don't get it. So look into that, folks. Be Kind to Editors and Writers Month, Blood Cancer Awareness Month, Bourbon Heritage Month, Children's Good Manners Month, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, Cholesterol Education Month, Classical Music Month, College Savings Month, Craniofacial Acceptance Month, Eat Chicken Month, Fall Hat Month, Global Pulmonary Fibrosis Awareness Month, Go Wild During California Wild Rice Month, Great American Low Cholesterol Low Fat Pizza Bake Month, Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month, Happy Cat Month. A great one to end with right there. For today, this week, it is International Enthusiasm Week, National Nutrition Week. Mark LaRose is on at 1 to talk all about that. Self University Week, National Waffle Week, Substitute Teacher Appreciation Week. First week of school, we're already appreciating the substitute. National Payroll Week started on the 3rd. Play Days started yesterday. And tomorrow starts National Environmental Services Week, along with Popcorn Days. For today, it's International Day of Charity. Happy to help. We'll be talking about that. Jury Rights Day, and it's Be Late for Something Day. Celebration of Services for the month, week, and day from BrandyLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from the Hunter County Democrat, posted on the 4th. New Egypt Speedway, Rolling Thunder, Inc. dedicates a POW MIA chair. New Egypt Speedway and Rolling Thunder, Inc. National dedicated a POW MIA chair for honor on August 25th. The chair is being dedicated by Artie Muller, Executive Director of Rolling Thunder, Inc. National and New Egypt Speedway. Rolling Thunder thanked Marty Resnick and the Flemington Department Store for their generosity and patriotism in sponsoring the chair. Dignitaries included Senator Samuel Thompson, U.S. Army veteran Mayor Jack Trotta, Plumstead Township, and Philip Sagnip, District Director for Smith. Presentation of colors was made by the Honor Guard, Joint Base McGuire. Dick's Taps, played by Frank Hughes. Bugles Across America, Amazing Grace on the Bagpipes by Lance Evans. Rolling Thunder, Inc. member, national anthem performed by Reverend Dan. Thank you was also given to Elaine Martin, national secretary and chairperson for the Chair of Honor, for your dedication. The Chair of Honor, manufactured by the Hussey Corp., is a black stadium chair, an empty seat, with a plaque designated it to the soldiers who have made the ultimate sacrifice, held prisoner of war, listed as missing in action, and to those currently serving. Rolling Thunder, Inc., national and chapters nationwide have played a chair of honor in Emancipation Hall in the U.S. Capitol, the State Capitol Rotunda, Rutgers University, Northeastern University, University of Toledo, Fenway Stadium, Brick High School, local municipalities, restaurants, and many other locations. So it's a practice that's going on, and it's nice to know that New Egypt and Rolling Thunder saw fit to do just that. We don't do this enough, unfortunately. I don't know if a chair of honor is the right way to do it, but it's certainly an object, and then it's an emblem and a symbol of what we should be doing, and that is we should be meditating and appreciating the fact that there's plenty of people out there that go in on a day-to-day basis putting their lives at risk so that I can do my radio show and so that you could listen or do whatever you like to do. We don't take stock in that enough, and that's the unfortunate part. So thank you, Rolling Thunder. Thank you, New Egypt, for bringing that to our attention. And thank you all those people who made the special effort to designate that particular chair in that particular place so that anybody who's over at that speedway will soon reflect on the fact that it's pretty easy to live in the United States, and there's plenty of people who've made that sacrifice for us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday for today?
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh.
born on September 5th from born-today.com. Lead singer of Queen, Freddie Mercury, was born in 1946. I didn't know this. He's Tanzanian. How about that? French minister, Cardinal Richelieu, was born in 1585. French monarch, born in 1638, King Louis the 14th. U.S. actor, Michael Keaton, born in 1951. U.S. comic actor, Bob Newhart, born in 1929. Has had tremendous amount of career changes in his life. Dutch actress, Carice Van Houten, born in 1976. U.S. author Frank Yerby was born in 1916. Canadian writer Graham Yost was born in 1959. U.S. chairman Jack Valenti, born in 1921. Politician in 1936, John C. Danforth. U.S. composer John Cage, born in 1912. That is a unique perspective. South Korean athlete, born in 1990, Kim Yuna. Robert J. Garagiola, born in 1972, U.S. politician. Italian philosopher Tommaso Campanella, born in 1568. Comics and graphic novels editor and data, Kathy Lee Guswaith, and cartoonist. Kathy Guswaith was born in 1950. U.S. film director Darryl F. Zanuck, born in 1902. Werner Earnhardt, born in 1935, U.S. cult founder. U.S. actor Raquel Welch, born in 1940. German actor Werner Herzog, born in 1942. Italian and U.S. actor Rose McGowan, born in 1973. U.S. criminal Jesse James was born in 1847. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. With more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes. I'll be up with the investment update. Little Queen, Freddie Mercury. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is shaping up to be the hypocrisy hearing, and I will be there at every turn pointing it out.
That's Senate Republican Lindsey Graham speaking about the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, which got underway yesterday with Democrats repeatedly trying to delay the proceedings.
So I hope people in the country understand this game. It's a game that I am sad to be part of. It's gotten really bad.
Democrats claim they still have not received thousands of documents concerning Kavanaugh's record in the George W. Bush White House. Tropical Storm Gordon moving farther inland and weakening now after coming ashore last night on the northern Gulf Coast. The storm's powerful winds contributing to a death in Florida, a child killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
There are reports that Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. met last week and discussed the Archbishop's alleged role in the clergy sex abuse scandal. Archbishop Cardinal Donald Worrell under fire over what he knew about sex abuse allegations against the former Archbishop of Washington. He's also getting questioned about how he handled abusive priests when he was the Archbishop of the Pittsburgh Diocese. Arizona's Republican governor taps former Republican U.S. Senator John Kyle to replace the late John McCain. Governor Doug Ducey announcing it yesterday in Phoenix.
Senator Kyle is a beacon of integrity, highly regarded by people on both sides of the aisle.
Kyle retired from the Senate back in 2013. An upset in a Massachusetts primary yesterday as 10-term Democratic Congressman Mike Capuano was defeated by Boston City Councilwoman and Progressive Ayanna Pressley. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Five people charged in connection with a New Mexico compound where a toddler was found dead are due in court today to face federal gun charges. The group was arraigned yesterday and will have detention and preliminary hearings this morning. They were arrested last month when police raided the compound in northern New Mexico and found 11 malnourished children, as well as the body of a 3-year-old boy. Child abuse charges were dropped, though, against the group last week because prosecutors missed a processing deadline. That's when federal authorities came in with new charges. The National Association of Police Organizations calling for a boycott of Nike. In a letter to Nike CEO Mark Parker, the group representing nearly a quarter million officers said it is upset with the choice of Colin Kaepernick to be the new face of Nike's Just Do It ad campaign. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback started to generate controversy 2 years ago when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games in protest of what he claimed was police brutality and the treatment of minorities. And the University of South Carolina is now taking steps to address what it calls a national crisis, the school announcing it's offering the anti-overdose drug Narcan at its on-campus pharmacy. The drug is used to save the lives of people suffering from opioid overdose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's time for the investment update. Michelle Heide is not able to make it with us today, so we'll be doing this with a little help from CNNMoney.com. So looking at the markets close last night, that was essentially little changed. It went down 12 points. NASDAQ went down 18. That's about a fifth of a percent. And the S&P down 4 points, 0.17. World markets, Japan was down a half a percent. Hong Kong down 2.5%. Wow. London fell a third of a percent, and Germany fell two-thirds of a percent. So something was in the wind. We'll find out what in a little bit. Advanced Micro Devices was the big mover yesterday, 11% up. Ulta Beauty was up 5.5. CBOE, Global Net Markets, up 3. Tractor Supply, up 2. And O'Reilly Automotive, up 2.49. Seagate Technology down 7, Western Digital down 4, IPG Photonics down 3.8, Wynn Resorts down 3, and Cognizant Technology down 3.56. If you had invested in the last 3 months, you did pretty well. in health services, 15%. Not bad there. Retail trade up 12, commercial services up 10, communications up 8, technology services up 7, electronic technology up 7, consumer non-durables up 5, almost 6, utilities up 6, transportation up 4.4, financial services up 4.2. Consumer durables pretty much flat, and even energy minerals had gotten past all of their losses and now was simply down to 1%. So anything you bet on, for the most part, in the last 3 months, worked out for you. Congratulations. Commodities. Oil is at $68.87 a barrel. $2.83 for gas, $1,199 for gold, $14.17 for silver, and corn is at $3.67. Making the news and the headlines that might affect pre-market. The Senate is having hearings with big tech this week, and Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg and Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, will appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee to discuss actions their companies have taken in to thwart foreign influence campaigns targeting the 2018 midterm elections. The committee requested that a high-profile executive from Google, which owns YouTube, also appear to testify. Google and its parent company, Alphabet, however, declined to send one of their top people. Emerging markets fears. Emerging markets currently tumbled against the dollar on Wednesday with the Mexican peso, South African rand, Indian rupee, and Indonesian rupiah among the biggest losers. So that's the reason we had the big losses in foreign markets. Rising U.S. interest rates, political clashes, and the global trade war have in recent months exposed frailties in the multi-emerging markets. Turkey and Argentina have been hardest hit, but investors are now worried about contagion. Adding to fears, a market index that measures emerging markets manufacturing fell to a fresh 14-month low in August. Global market overview, we already talked about. Stock market movers, shares in JD.com declined 5% in pre-market trading. Minnesota police said Tuesday that Richard Liu, the billionaire founder of the Chinese tech company, was arrested last week following a rape allegation. Liu, who denies any wrongdoing, was released Saturday without charge and without having to post bail. He has since returned to China. Duluth Trading and Vera Bradley will release earnings before the bell. DocuSign will follow after the close. Amazon's total market value passed $1 trillion on Tuesday. The company became the second to pass that milestone, following Apple's ascent into the 13-digit territory at the beginning of August. Amazon and Apple now make up more than 8% of the entire value of the S&P 500, according to the Howard Silverblatt, senior index analyst for S&P. Theranos, the Silicon Valley startup whose founder faces fraud charges, is preparing to wind down its business. Wall Street Journal reports that Theranos CEO David Taylor emailed shareholders to announce the blood testing company will dissolve. We have Barnes & Noble, Broadcom, and GameStop earnings tomorrow. And NFL regular season starts, and the jobs report is on Friday. Interesting that the NFL season is part of the business news, isn't it? Pre-market, Dow was down 96, NASDAQ's down 26, the S&P is down 8. Big movers, pre-market, American Micro Devices is up 4.4, Simon Properties up 3.8. Cadence Design up 2.9, FMC up 2.3, TGX Companies 2.3. Robert Half down 4, Corning down 3, Halliburton down 1.9, General Electric down 1.7, First Energy Corp down 1.5. Treasuries, The 3-month is at 2.06 yield. The 10-year has gone up 4 one-hundredths to 2.89. The 30-year treasury has gone up 4 one-hundredths to 3.05. So people are selling. All right. That is our investment update. We're going to take a quick break and then get Diane Lane on the phone. We'll talk with her a little bit more about vacations in just a little bit. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter, and we're on huntshimmer.com, the voice of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know, Diane, someday I'd actually like to get on a plane and go somewhere that I'm supposed to be without having to go to work.
Yes. Anytime, whenever you're ready. You've started so many things going on. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you? I've just thought about that. I'm like, I'm on planes all over the place, and yet I haven't actually sat down to, I haven't even looked at a pool in a hotel. It's sad, but just sad. Anyway, good to talk with you. So where are we going today?
Well, believe it or not, I can't believe what I got in the mail the other day. I got a rail vacations brochure from Amtrak Vacations. They've decided to join in and put something down to entice people to use Amtrak to go on vacation.
Okay.
I have super liner sleeping cars and family bedrooms and roomettes and accessible bedrooms for, I guess, handicap also.
Wow.
So, the super liner bedroom is supposed to accommodate 2 adults and 2 suitcases. Mm-hmm. And they combine them to make sure you have a suite for 4 people, in-room sink and vanity, enclosed toilet and shower, located in the upper levels. And then The Superliner Roomette is for two adults and two small tote bags, restroom and shower nearby, located on upper and lower levels. So, you know.
Near